أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله، قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا، فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 50 and 51 of Surah Al-A'raf. First, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the people of Jannah calling upon the people of Jahannam. Then Allah Ta'ala spoke about the people of A'raf communicating with both the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. Now in the last communication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of the fire calling upon the people of Jannah. And Allah ta'ala says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, the people of the fire will call out, أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, to the people of Jannah. What would their plea be? What would their call be? أَنْ أَفِيدُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ, pour on us some water or from something that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sustained you with. They are in the fire, there is heat, there is thirst, there is hunger, there is discomfort. So now they would call out to the people of Jannah that pour us some water so that we can get cooled, some water so that possibly we could drink from that water. And together with that, there is extreme discomfort. You are in the total and absolute comfort that Allah Ta'ala has granted to you now forever and ever. Give us something of that so that we may be able to sustain ourselves, we may be able to eat from that ni'mat of Jannat. And even if it be a little, that will be good for us, it will be sufficient for us. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَظَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, they will reply that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made both these things haram upon the kafirin. In other words, Allah ta'ala had barred it from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had denied, and Allah ta'ala will not allow it to happen. This is not that haram that we have in this world, because in this world we have to fulfill the command of Allah. Now there is no shariat, etc., in the hereafter. So hence this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has barred it from you. Now you will never ever get this. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some very few descriptions of the kafirin, the disbelievers. Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهُوًا وَلَعِبًا, those who had made their deen lahwan and wala'iba, they had made it an amusement, they had made it a play. They were very amused with what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. They made it a play that they began to change the shariat, or they began to change their lifestyle to suit their own whims. Particularly in the context of the people of Makkah, they were making halal what was haram, and they were making haram what was halal. Is that not a mockery? Is that not a play of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the likes of that? So hence that is one aspect of it. Then Allah ta'ala said, وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, and then this material world had beguiled them, it deceived them. They came into this world, they got so preoccupied in this world, and Allah Ta'ala save us, that this should never happen to us also, that we become so occupied in this world that we forget that we are on a mere journey, we are on the road, we are just passing by, and we forget that there is an objective in our lives, there is an ultimate destination to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to come into Qiyamah, and then to enter Jannah. all of that should never be forgotten, because this is one of the traits and the hallmark of the kafirin, that they have come here, they become amused with this world, they have become indulgent into this world. We all have to work, we all have to earn, we all have to live, we all have to eat from here, but at the same time we cannot become unmindful and heedless of this journey towards akhirat, this journey towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. That was now the communication between the people of the fire and the people of Jannat. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala steps in, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on this day, نَنْسَاهُمْ, we have forgotten them. كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا, like they have forgotten this day of theirs. Allah ta'ala never forgets. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is using the word nansa in the meaning of ignore. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ignore the call. Allah ta'ala will turn a blind eye to whatever they are now seeking. This was the world that they supposed to have fulfilled the commandments of Allah. This was the world and the earth that they supposed to beseech and ask from Allah. They squandered the opportunities asking from other gods, from other deities besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had worshipped everyone else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now from Allah ta'ala's side, no matter what the call is, Allah who is Rahman, Allah who is Rahim and Wahhab, and that Allah that is ever prepared to give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now ignores the call of the people of the fire. And Allah ta'ala shows that like how they had forgotten this day, the day of Qiyamah, and again a very, very important reminder for us, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, that the Akhirat, the day of Qiyamah, and everything should be ever present all the time. Yes, we'll have lapses. We may forget. We may have, as you say, blunt moments. But at the same time, more often than not, we should remember the accountability to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And then whatever they had denied from our signs, like how they had denied our signs, that is how we had forgotten. They denied our ayat, that is why we ignored them. And hence here Allah ta'ala giving us a very, very firm warning. Never forget the day of Qiyamah. Never deny the ayat and the verses of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.